Why Nobody Understands Quantum Physics and Everyone Needs to Know Something About It by Frank Verstrater and Selim Brookart, read by Hugh Kermode, including forewords written and read by the authors. This audiobook includes an accompanying PDF which contains equations, diagrams and illustrations, as well as a glossary and further reading. It is available in your audiobook library after downloading this audiobook.
The Physicist's Foreword. This book is the result of a clash of cultures. Between the scientific quest to mathematize the world, gradually unraveling its mysteries, and the beauty and amazement we encounter in the realm of transcendent art. Between uncovering symmetrical patterns in our material world and the simplicity and splendor of Schubert's music. Between the inherent unpredictability of a quantum system and the deeply conflicting emotions found in Hermann Hesse's Narcissus und Goldmund. The point is, there is no clash. Schrödinger's equation belongs just as much to our cultural canon as Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Understanding how quantum mechanics gives color to our world is just as delightful as admiring the splendid colors in Klimt's paintings. Understanding how symmetry serves as a central organizing principle, preventing us from shrinking into a mere pea, is as humbling as standing before the majesty of the Grand Canyon. In essence, physics aspires to achieve what Michelangelo envisioned when he gazed upon the marble block that would become David, to observe and describe nature in such a way that all excess material can be chipped away, leaving only the true essence. However, there is a fundamental difference. While contemporary art and art from hundreds or thousands of years ago is equally valuable and arouses equally strong emotions, they do not really build upon each other. Art constantly reinvents itself and has to be or not be original. This does not apply to physics, where one theory builds on another in a seamless progression. Newtonian mechanics gave way to Einstein's theory of relativity, which in turn evolved into quantum field theory. The quantum realm of the subatomic unveiled profound mysteries about chemistry, matter, and the workings of the stars. Alchemy transformed into an experimental science capable of turning mercury into gold. And this is precisely what makes the story of quantum physics so captivating and so fascinating to tell. It is a story of countless individuals, each building on each other's ideas, igniting revolutions that fundamentally reshape our understanding of the world. It's a story of how a handful of foundational quantum concepts enable us to comprehend an endless array of natural phenomena. The premise of this book is simple. Quantum physics is far from incomprehensible. On the contrary, it can be made accessible to all. By understanding a few foundational concepts, such as symmetry, the exclusion principle and the uncertainty principle, anyone can connect with the atomic world, which forms the basis of numerous technological applications we use every day. The inherent complexity and counterintuitive nature of physics must not be used to mystify it. That's precisely the opposite of what a popularizing book should seek to do. Nor should readers be expected to follow every line of reasoning. That is only possible in the precise language of mathematics. Instead, the philosophy of this book is to encourage readers to focus on the ideas themselves, as these are much more intuitive and important than the technical deductions behind them. We do not intend, nor is it necessary, to explain the full mathematics of quantum physics in a book without formulas. What we aim to do is something else entirely, to inspire readers to see and feel new things and to view the world from a fresh, quantum-inspired perspective. Quantum physics works, and we are on the verge of a second quantum revolution, one that will profoundly transform our technology. Anyone who is curious about the fundamental workings and beauty of our world should have at least a basic understanding of quantum physics. That is the mission of this book.
The writer's foreword. At school, no one ever managed to explain the purpose of mathematics to me. Why do we have to learn this, miss? It's not like we're ever going to need it later, right? The same old refrain, you know how it goes. Cross and frustrated, I would storm off, finding solace in the poster pinned to the wall above my bed. Do not worry about your difficulties in mathematics. I can assure you that mine are still greater. Signed, Albert Einstein. Those of us not blessed with